जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Canto 12, Chapter 1, chapter entitled The Dynasties of Kali Yuga. Text number 12, 13th and 14th. Please chant. Sa eva chandra guptam vai द्विजो राज्यभिषेक्यति तत्सूतो वारिसारस्तु ततश्चाशोकवर्धन स एव चंद्रगुप्तं वै द्विजो राज्यभिषेक्यति द्विजो राज्यभिषेक्ष्यति तत सूतो वारिसारस्तु ततश्चाशोकवर्धन स एव चंद्रगुप्तं वै द्विजो राज्यभिषेक्ष्यति तत्सूतो वारिसारस्तु ततश्चाशोकवर्धन। चंद्रगुप्तम सह ही चाणक्य एव इंडीड चंद्रगुप्तम प्रिंस चंद्रगुप्ता वै Indeed, Dvijaha, the Brahman, Rajye, in the role of king, Abhishekshyati, will install Tat of Chandragupta, Sutaha, the son, Varisaraha, Varisar, to and ततः फॉलोइंग वारिसार च एंड अशोकवर्धनः अशोकवर्धन। translation by the disciples of His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. This Brahman will enthrone Chandragupta, whose son will be named Varisara. The son of Varisara will be Ashok Vardhana. Text number 13. Suyasha bhavita tasya sangatah suyasha suta shali shukastasastasya soma sharma bhavishyati shatadhanvata tastasya bhavita tat brihadrhatah. Translation. Ashok Vardhan will be followed by Suyasha, whose son will be Sangata. His son will be Shalishuka. Shalishuka's son will be Soma Sharma, and Soma Sharma's son will be Shatadhanva. His son will be known as Brihadratha. Text number 14. Maurya hi ete dashadripa saptatimshat chatottaram sama bhokshayanti prithivim kalau kuru kulodvaha. Translation and purport. Translation. O best of the Kurus, these 10 Maurya kings will rule the earth for 137 years of the Kali Yuga. Purport. Although 9 kings are mentioned by name, Dashratha appeared after Sujyeshtha, before the rule of Sangata, and thus there are 10 Maurya kings. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So we welcome everyone for the Bhagavatam class this morning. The chapter is The Dynasties of Kali Yuga. And Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Shaunak Rishi, while presenting his inquiries to Suta Goswami, he makes a point. Apannah samsmritim ghoram yanma nama vivasho grinan tata sadya vimuccheta yad bibheti swayam bhayam. While glorifying Lord Krishna, he says the glories of the holy name. Living beings who are entangled in the complicated meshes of birth and death can be freed immediately by even unconsciously chanting the holy name of Krishna, which is feared by fear personified. Then he glorifies the Bhagavatas, the great souls, those who are dedicated to the service of the Lord. Yat pada samshaya suta munaya prashamayana sadya punanti upasprishta swardhuni apono sevaya. Those great sages who have completely taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. So previously holy name, now the great sages, those who have completely taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, can at once sanctify those who come in touch with Him. whereas the waters of the Ganges can sanctify only after prolonged use. And then 16th, he says, after knowing these glories, Kova Bhagavatas Tasya. So that Lord whose holy name is so powerful, whose devotees are so powerful, just by coming in touch with them, or as Parikshit Maharaj says, just by remembering them. So here he is telling, who will not take shelter of such a Lord? Punya Shlokedya Karmana. Who is worshipable by such virtuous, such prayers? Shuddhi Kama Na Shrinuyat. Yashah Kali Mala Apaham. So since the chapter is talking about the dynasties of Kali Yuga and giving us a glimpse of the symptoms of Kali Yuga, which we very much are experiencing now, 5,000 years into the Kali Yuga. Says, Yashah Kali Malapaham. Kali Malapaham. The agent for sanctification. That is the word-to-word translation given. The agent for sanctification. So if we are suffering contamination of the effects of the vibrations of Kali, or the effects of our own reactions of our work, what is the best way? So the translation says, who is there desiring deliverance from the vices of the age of quarrel, who is not willing to hear the virtuous glories of the Lord? And going in the same theme further down in the verses, it is mentioned in 21st verse of the same chapter, Kalim Agatam Agyaya. Now knowing this, that the age of Kali has arrived. Shetre Asmin Vaishnave Vayam. Now we have sat down in this holy place. Asina Dirga Satrena. We have sat down with ample time at our disposal. Kathayam Sakshana Hare. With time at our disposal. Sashana. Kathayam Hare. To hear the glories of Lord Hari, we have sat down here. With all time at our disposal. Asina Dirga Satrena, for the performance of this sacrifice. So here, right in the beginning, it is Shaunak Rishi has sat down with all the other sages, hearing from Suta Goswami how to counteract the vibrations of the age of Kali, taking shelter of the holy name of the great souls and the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, Kova Bhagavatas, who will not take shelter? With that, I would like to begin the discussion on Gopal Bhatt Goswami's disappearance day today. And not so qualified to speak on such a great personality, but for our purification, we'll discuss few points from Srila Gopal Bhatt Goswami. Srila Gopal Bhatt Goswami ki jai. And interesting that we are discussing this pastime and the discussion of Gopal at the beginning of Chaturmas. So these four holy months and Gopal Bhatt Goswami's meeting with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also happens during Chaturmas. And his appearance day comes sometimes in February. It's around 4 to 5 days after Pushya Abhishek it comes. And today is the disappearance day. But as the story goes, as the history goes, that Gopal Bhatt Goswami, as the son of Vainkat Bhatt, is meeting Lord Chaitanya in his tour of South India when Lord Chaitanya comes to Sri Rangam, Rangashetra. And this is the 4 months, Chaturmas, and Vainkat Bhatt approaches Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and says that this is Chaturmas, and in Chaturmas the sages do not travel. Like for us, this wonderful lockdown Chaturmas is going on since last few months. This is a long Chaturmas. But it was told, Lord Chaitanya is told that sages do not travel and sages prefer to stay at one place. So we request you, please stay at our place and we would like to offer all the services to you. And Lord Chaitanya very, very happily agreed to stay at the place of Vainkat Bhatt, welcomed by all the three brothers, Vainkat Bhatt, Trimala Bhatt and Prabodhanand Saraswati. And as soon as Lord Chaitanya comes, Vainkat Bhatt welcomes Lord Chaitanya with such hospitality. The first thing he does is he bathes the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. And all the Charanamrit is given to all the family members, and that is the time when Gopala Bhatt, who is only 7 years old, just the first time when he drinks, he honors the Charanamrit of Lord Chaitanya, the water which has bathed the lotus feet of the Lord, immediately he goes into an ecstasy, he is crying and he fell on the ground. It is said he became so transcendentally situated at the age of 7 years with that contact with Lord Chaitanya. He became so transcendentally situated that day and night he was just eager to associate with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Venkat Bhatt. That was his only eagerness. And in fact that was, he considered that as the perfection of his life. And okay, he was 7 years, but his parents considered it as a perfection of life. While preparing for this talk, I was going through the lecture of Radhanath Swami Maharaj, which was transcribed on the Gopal Bhatt Goswami. And I was looking at all the lessons given on this pastime. And I was remembering one of the devotees in a question answer session with His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj asked this question. Maharaj, what is the... This is, I think, one of the brahmacharis asking this question. So the question was, what should be the sense of achievement or accomplishment, of sense of fulfillment of a sadhaka as a brahmachari? So very good question. What should be the sense of fulfillment, achievement, accomplishment? And I just read the question because question was in the line of questions. The question was not posed that time because too many other questions were posed that time. But I was thinking, here Maharaj was explaining that Gopala Bhatt Goswami, as a child, 7 years old, he considered it a perfection to be in the association and attached to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Venkat Bhatt. And Venkat Bhatt considered this as his personal complete satisfaction and perfection of the life, that his son has understood the goal. He was not worried about, you know, what achievements are made in this world. Just the very fact of getting attached to the lotus feet was considered as an attachment. It was a perfection. And that was just the only desire to be with Lord Chaitanya. Brahmaji, in his prayers in Canto 10, after that Brahma Vimohan Leela, in the 14th chapter, one of the prayers which beautifully I was just reflecting on that. It says that the manifestation of, or the conception of bondage and the conception of liberation are both two sides of ignorance. The conception of bondage and the conception of liberation are both signs of ignorance. He says this is just like for sun who is out there, the conception of day and night are both illusory. For sun, neither day is important, neither night is important. Similarly, for a person who has understood the identity of spirit soul as Satchidananda, full of bliss in any situation, the conception of bondage and the conception of liberation, both are illusion. Just like day and night are illusion for sun. There is no meaning to that. Similarly, here, Gopala Bhatt Goswami, just association with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What was his absorption? Let us see that. What was his sadness? What was his anxiety when he was absorbed in service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? His anxiety and sadness, very special. His sadness was, why did Lord Gaurachandra took sannyas? I wish I would have seen him in his most beautiful form as Navadvip Chandra, with his long black curly hair cascading down his shoulders, and his beautiful form with beautiful clothes and the beautiful jewelry, and his wonderful pastime with all his devotees. I wish I would have seen. And now that Lord, who is the husband of the goddess of fortune, has to take sannyas and go through all these austerities. This gives me so much pain. Like for some of us as sadhaka, the pain would be, oh no, I was enjoying life like anything. Now I have to undergo all these austerities. So sad about me. Here he is thinking, oh, my biggest sadness is Lord Chaitanya has to undergo these austerities. Why did he took sannyas? And this was his lamentation, not for a moment, but day and night that was his lamentation.
That was the only thought he was having why Lord Chaitanya did not took sannyas. And thinking like this, crying all the time, contemplating on this, one day he fell asleep in the crying condition, in the weeping condition. And he got a dream. And in dream he found himself on the beautiful, on the most wonderful streets of Navadvip, having Sankirtan with Lord Chaitanya, Advaita Acharya, Nityanand Prabhu. And he himself is there. So Lord Chaitanya is there, Advaita is there, Nityanand Prabhu is there, he himself is there. And that is the time Advaita Acharya and Nityanand Prabhu comes close to Gopal Bhatt Goswami, Gopal, and wants to tell him something. As if going to tell something confidential. You know, it's like somebody tells you, oh, you know, I have something very important to tell you, but I will not tell you now, I'll tell you after 1 week. You keep thinking about it. What's that? Now here, Advaita and Nityananda, they just come close and about to tell something confidential in the ear, and the dream breaks there. And he becomes so restless because this is the vision he always wanted to have, and finally the Lord revealed to him in his dream. And he just completely breaks down, and he... Now see the facility which he has. He has Lord Chaitanya right in his home. Anything, he can just go and sit on Lord Chaitanya's lap and cry whatever he wants to say. So little Gopal Bhatt, he just goes, sits in the lap of Lord Chaitanya and starts crying. And starts crying and falls down at his lotus feet. And he soaks Lord Chaitanya in his tears. Because he lost that vision. And when he falls on the feet and then he gets up from that position, he sees, he doesn't see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there. He sees the most beautiful form of Sri Krishna, Shyama Sundar. Transformed into the golden complexion form of Navadvip Chandra. Lord Chaitanya in his form in Navadvip before taking sannyas, he gets that beautiful darshan. He gets so happy, he gets so excited. That's the darshan he wanted to take. I mean, what a happiness, you know, when we hear about Lord Chaitanya's this thing. I think the only desire one can have after discussing Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita is we can have a glimpse of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once at least. That beautiful form in Navadvip. And then seeing the beautiful form of Navadvip, he again falls unconscious. And again he gets up. And that's the time he sees the Lord has transformed himself into the form of a sannyasi. As he was in his Chaturmas in Srirangam. And he instructs. What does he instruct? He says, your goal will be achieved, your satisfaction will be achieved when you go to Vrindavan. After your parents have left this world, you serve your parents, and then after they have left, you go to Vrindavan. And there you assist Roop and Sanatan Goswami who are writing wonderful literatures, Gaudiya Vaishnav literatures. And some of your most influential disciples will assist Roop and Sanatan by distributing these literatures far and wide. And once you reach Vrindavan and once you start serving Roop and Sanatan and you join their team and make wonderful friendship with them and a brotherhood with them, after that all your desires will be fulfilled. So this is a wonderful concept. All desires, he says, once you reach Vrindavan, all desires will be fulfilled. You see, in life there is a time for everything to happen. Like one quote I was reading that, when there are too many problems in the world, in your life, and the problems are there, one after another, one after another, one after another, that problem should be considered like a red signal. And when you are on a traffic signal, red signal stops you, you know sooner green signal will come. So if problem has come and red signal has come, just wait and have patience, soon green signal will come. Similarly, a sadhaka goes through a variety of situations, problems, struggles, and always thinking whether my spiritual desires will get fulfilled, whether what I want to achieve, what I want to accomplish, what I want to serve, the way I want to serve Srila Prabhupada, will it be accomplished? Will I make a meaning to my life? Lord Chaitanya says, just wait, have patience. A time will come, you will make meaning to your life, you will feel fulfilled. You will go to Vrindavan, you will realize all your desires are fulfilled. Now after that, Lord Chaitanya's personal assurance. And one of the biggest pleasures of Gopala Bhatt was, the biggest happiness was to sit and observe the conversations between his father, his uncles and Lord Chaitanya. Was to go every day with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Kaveri to take bath. What a fortune of this boy, only 7 years, every day going to Kaveri, every day watching the discussions, hearing the discussions, Narad Muni, 4 months, this is also 4 months story. And then every day going for darshan, he got completely attached to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One philosophical famous discussion which is between Venkat Bhatt and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approaches Venkat Bhatt and says, oh, you are a devotee of Lakshmi Narayan. Why is it that your Lakshmi ji left Narayan and wanted to worship Sri Krishna? Venkat Bhatt said, what's the wrong? Narayan and Krishna are same. They are absolutely, there's one Lord but different forms, and Lakshmi worshipping Narayan, there is nothing wrong in that. Lakshmi going and worshipping Krishna, it is not considered unchaste. Lord Chaitanya says, that's fine, it's not considered unchaste, but still, we also know that when Lakshmi went and wanted to enter the Ras Leela, Lakshmi was not accepted there, she was not given entrance there. What about that? Now these kind of questions, there is one person in Delhi, I know, my mother was telling me this story. She was telling, you know that person, he was in ISKCON, he took 2 or 3 years training in ISKCON, in one of the temples in Delhi. He took training, and after training, he came out and he became really a successful pujari. He opened his own temple. I said, what? He opened his own temple? Where is the temple? She said, you know that temple and that temple with... I said, so whom does he worship? Oh, he was atheist, he entered ISKCON, he took 2 years training, and he became so broad-minded that he opened a temple and established all the deities there. So there is a temple, typical Hindu temple, all the deities are there. I don't know what this fellow understood after entering ISKCON or what was the phenomena. He comes in one of our relations. Now here the philosophy is going to another level only. First thing people have difficulties, Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Chaitanya is going to another level, Narayan, Krishna, Lakshmi, Rasleela, whole different concepts. And that is why Venkat Bhatt says, Mahaprabhu, I cannot understand all this. For an ordinary soul to understand all this, you shower the mercy, it is not possible. What can I say? You only explain. Of course, this is a long discussion, I am going in the short. And then Lord Chaitanya beautifully explains the difference between the Aishwarya and the Madhurya Ras. And how Lord Krishna fully manifests the sweetness of Madhurya Ras while exhibiting his pastimes in Vrindavan. I mean, it's just so special that Mother Yashoda, she has seen so many times that the kind of activities Krishna is doing. She saw Putana. Killed, Putana took away Krishna, Putana is killed. She could see that, okay, it's like seeing but not seeing. It's like a spiritual seeing but not seeing. In material world also we have Pashyan Apina Pashyati. You see so many things but you say, no, I want to enjoy. I do not want to know the truth. But Mother Yashoda, Putana is killed. Shakatasur, that whole big cart fell over and not even a slightest injury to Krishna. And the Trinavarta came and this huge demon took away Krishna, and Krishna is absolutely unharmed. And after that, okay, these things still she was not aware what's clearly happening, who is doing all this. She personally saw universal form in the mouth of Krishna. But you can say the layer, in our language I would say, the layer of prema, the layer of love is so intense that the knowledge of Aishwarya cannot even dare to enter that. So she saw universal form. For a moment she is bewildered. Okay, who is Krishna? What is this? Is this a mystic power? What is happening? And as soon as Krishna closes the mouth and shows his sweet smile, Yashoda forgets everything what she saw. And same thing happens when Nalakuvar, Manigriv, that whole two trees fall down, and Nanda Maharaj and everyone, they can see that there doesn't seem to be any other reason. Clearly it's visible, there doesn't seem to be any other reason. But seeing also, they can't accept that Krishna has done it. And the boys are telling, you know, also two beautiful people came out and the trees fell and this grinding motor got stuck there. And they could see the position of that and how it is stuck and how there are marks on that and how definitely tree has got stuck and fallen down. But it's not possible. Krishna is too sweet. So he's telling that, please understand the position of Shri Krishna. I mean, I can just speak. I have no realization of all these tattvas. But the understanding is the prema of Yashoda is so thick, you know. The other day, Nandulal Prabhu, we were discussing something on Shraddha. Beautiful talks. He was explaining me some nice points. But I was thinking, Shraddha is also at so many levels. Our Shraddha, something happens, the Shraddha gets easily pierced and we break down. But here, we are not just talking about some ordinary Shraddha, highest level of prema, any knowledge. You know, we are so much warned. Read only these books. Do not go around reading too many books. You will get contaminated. Because the layer of Shraddha and the layer of focus is so thin, hardly existing, that any other book or philosophy or any other thought process which appears to be more appealing easily pierces and breaks our faith in the process of bhakti. It just easily pierces. And there are so many other things, so many other philosophies who appears to be more appealing than the true philosophy of Srimad Bhagavatam, the hardcore philosophy of Bhagavatam. It just appears so appealing. And always there is a danger of getting affected for something which is more appealing, which has more value in the world. But Yashoda's prema was so thick that no Aishwarya can pierce that. And Mahaprabhu is trying to explain, please understand the Vrindavan rasa, it is just so high. And that's the difference between worshipping Lakshmi Narayan and the Vrindavan worship. And then there's a discussion in Jagannath Puri, which Radhanand Maharaj says, about Swarup Damodar Goswami and Srivas Thakur, they are having this conversation. Here this is in Jagannath Puri. Of course, before that, the whole discussion, one example of Yashoda and one example of gopis is there, that how Uddhavji realized the greatness of the love of gopis. And Swarup Damodar Goswami and Srivas Thakur, when they are having this conversation, Srivas Thakur asked, Swarup Damodar Goswami, what are you doing worshipping Krishna in Vrindavan? Understand the Vaikuntha Bhav, everything is Chintamani, everything is such palaces, magnificent, such worship is there. And Swarup Damodar gives such a beautiful understanding. He says, if you say Vrindavan is only trees, only forest, jungle, cows, there is no magnificent there. But please understand, every tree, every blade of grass, every cow, every element of Vrindavan, every particle of Vrindavan is Chintamani Dham, and not just Chintamani Dham, it is pervaded with the deepest sweetness of Madhurya Ras, which we cannot access in our conditions. We can't even understand what that is. Please understand the depth of Vrindavan. And like this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining to Venkat Bhatt that how Krishna is the fountainhead of all incarnation. He is the most special form of Supreme Absolute Truth. He is the source of all. He reveals the highest sweetness of Madhurya Ras. And then Maharaj explains the example of Shrivan. Lakshmi ji went wanting to enter Rasa Leela. You can see, but you cannot enter. You have to give up your Aishwarya Bhav. You have to give up your Bhav of being Lakshmi, being the wife of Lord Vishnu, Lord Narayan. You have to give up the idea that Krishna is the absolute truth, supreme personality of Godhead. Until you give up that Aishwarya, you cannot enter. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking all this philosophy, and these brothers and the Gopal, they are all hearing, and they're so enamored by, they're so attracted by the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, they just do not care. You say Lakshmi Narayan, you say Radha Krishna, you say Jagannath, whatever you want to say, we are yours. So they just get so, they said, whatever you are saying, we are going to follow in your footsteps. That's the best thing for us. And from that day onwards, they understood the importance of Radha Krishna and started engaging with one-pointed attention in chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Let's chant together in chorus. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare. Now if 4 months, I was thinking just 10 pages of this story is given. If 4 months, every day, how many discussions would have taken place? When Vrindavan Das Thakur writes, time is less, volume is becoming too much, therefore I am giving you a sample. And we wonder, why sample? Give the complete thing. Why not more? Now 4 months, how many pastimes would have taken place? When the day of departure was coming closer, Lord Chaitanya is going to, 4 months are going to end. Countdown started. Days, hours, minutes, seconds, Lord Chaitanya is going. Think what must be going on Gopal Bhatt and all the three brothers, all the three uncles, father, what they must be going through. They are remembering every moment they spend. I wish they would have cameras, it would be recorded and they would have a YouTube channel and everything would be put up there for us to see. Every moment they were remembering the Kaveri bath and having discussions, and sometimes Lord Chaitanya joking with them, and sometimes Lord Chaitanya playing with Gopal because he's a child, you know, playing with a child. You see how that young girl this morning, Mangalarti, she was there, Vrinda, and everyone was playing around with that girl, you know. So Mahaprabhu playing with, he was remembering every joke, every play, every wonderful moment, and all the philosophical discussions. And the last day they could do nothing but fall down at the feet of Lord Chaitanya and promise complete surrender to the service of Lord Chaitanya. And after that, Gopal Bhatt accepted Prabodhanand Saraswati as his guru, learned all the bhakti shastras. Now this is also interesting, you know. After all this event with Lord Chaitanya, 4 months staying with Lord Chaitanya, he is not saying, what is the need of studying shastra now? Goal is achieved. Krishna is the goal of shastra. What is that shloka in 15th chapter? Vedas sarve raham eva vidyo. I have achieved Lord Chaitanya. What is the need to study shastras? All the shastras are ultimately telling, serve Lord Chaitanya. And that's what I have done. That's all. He systematically studied all the bhakti shastras. From Prabodhanand Saraswati. And he served the parents also very wonderfully. And when the parents realized it's time to leave, they gave him very, very happily blessed him that please go to Vrindavan, be with Rupa and Sanatan, help them, join their team and make service to Lord Gaurachandra as your only goal of life. Now this statement will have a meaning later on. Service to Lord Gaurachandra have only goal of life, and we'll discuss later. And Gopal Bhatt Goswami goes to Rupa Vrindavan. And there he joins the team, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Lokanath Goswami, Bhugarbha Goswami, Kashishwar Pandits, wonderful team of Vaishnavas staying there. And he immediately, there's no VTA 1, VTA 2, there's no BT system, nothing, he just comes, Tyaktva Turna Mashesha Mandalapati Shrenim Sadat Uchvat. He immediately, and very highly qualified, immediately he takes the dress of an ascetic. Now here he can go, okay, I have come now, all of you, do you know what happened in Srirangam? 4 months service, sit down, I'll tell you all the pastimes. Without mentioning any of those things, he just sat down, humbly served them. Of course, later on he was asked to tell all the pastimes, but his goal was to be one of the big statements, I mean, heard from Maharaj lecture is such a difficult thing. He says, a devotee never wants to be in autonomous in his position. I mean, it's so difficult, you know. There's always a desire of autonomy. We were discussing in one course, there's a list given, list of all the genuine needs. One needs is need of autonomy. No, it has a relevance in a certain context. At the same time, I'm taking in a spiritual context that the need of autonomy, he says, one should not want to be autonomous in position, but always want to be subordinate to the great devotees of the Lord. But on the Mayavad side, they always serve to become autonomous one day. Just trying to understand, so the chapter is Dynasties of Kali Yuga. What is the nature of Kali Yuga? Kali Yuga, right in the beginning, the chapter started in the family, the minister is doing something and some fighting and murdering him off and killing him off. Kali Yuga starts with this. And Din Gorangpur was that day giving such a wonderful class, he was telling about 325 years something came, right, in that. And now, Prabhu, it has gone further, 137 years only now. So it's really becoming relevant to us. So one place it was written, I'm not so clever. I do not know. I mean, I do not have the cleverness which the flying kites have. To understand what Kali Yuga is. I do not have cleverness which the flying kites have. Gale milkar gala kaat du, wo manja nahi hu main. You understand? Kites, manja is the thread. Wo gale milta hai, gale milke gala kaat deta hai. That's Kali Yuga. Such a desire of autonomy. You meet with a desire to finish the person. Okay, I'll be autonomous. Or there's another quote, you know, I want to share here. He says, ladna to bahut chahta hun apno se, ladna to bahut chahta hun apno se, lekin dar lagta hai kahin jeet ke bhi na haar jaun. So there's so much desire inside to fight with our own people. But with that desire to fight, the problem is that आप जीत तो जाएंगे, यू मे बिकम, यू मे जीत भी जाएंगे आप, बट जीत के भी हार जाएंगे, बिकॉज यू लूज द रिलेशनशिप देन. इट इज सच ए डिफिकल्ट थिंग. एंड हियर महाराज इज टेलिंग द ग्रेटेस्ट थिंग इज नॉट वांटिंग टू बी ऑटोनॉमस इन पोजिशन. सो ही जस्ट वेंट एंड सर्व रूप गोस्वामी, सनातन गोस्वामी. एंड हियर व्हेन ही रीचेस वृंदावन, लॉर्ड चैतन्य इन जगन्नाथपुरी इज थिंकिंग वेदर he has reached Vrindavan, what happened? No, Lord Chaitanya knows everything. He is the Paramatma, the Super Soul. He adjusts all emotions, knowledge, insight. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. But Lord Chaitanya knows everything, but he, and not that he's faking or pretending, like somebody sent me a message, you know. He said, you know, when Krishna does all this leela, does he know that he's doing a drama? Does he know that he is acting it out? But then where is the fun if he knows he is acting it out, the whole leela finishes. So it's like he knows, but by the effect of his internal energy, he doesn't know. By his own sweet will, he becomes ignorant. That's how it is explained here. Lord Chaitanya goes to Gadadhar Pandit's house in Jagannath Puri. Now Gadadhar Pandit's house was the best place. You know, like some devotees, you see, they are just loved by everyone. Now, Gadadhar Pandit, I mean, everyone is loved by everyone, but some devotees have like special sweetness. Everyone just loves them. Gadadhar Pandit was such a sweetly loved Advaita Acharya, Nityanand Prabhu, Haridas Thakur, special object of everyone's mercy. Lord Chaitanya goes to Gadadhar Pandit, and that is the time this news come, letter come from Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, that how, and the letter also, what does he write? They are not saying, oh, we are happy here, why you send another person now? You know, in the Kali Yuga language, it can be, you know, we are happy in our team. Why you are sending another guy now? Headache for us. He's telling, they just go on glorifying. He's such a jewel. He's such a wonderful devotee. We are so happy to have one more brother in our team. The pleasure which they are... And Mahaprabhu becomes so happy just by reading those words that Rupa and Sanatan have accepted him as their brother. And Gopal Bhatt is very happy being accepted by them. Lord Chaitanya says wonderful gifts, sends gifts, his loincloth, his sitting place, which is still there in the Radharaman temple, and all the worship is being offered to the paraphernalia of Lord Chaitanya. And there, as we know, I'll just, there is a as we know the story that how a wealthy man comes and gives all the jewels and ornaments for the worship of deities to all the Goswamis. Gopal Bhatt Goswami doesn't have his own deity there, and how Radharaman manifests. We all know that beautiful story. I'll not go into the details of that story, but one day he's worshipping Sri Radharaman, and I'll complete the link which I left in the behind. So one day he's worshipping Radharaman, and you see, devotee's heart is such a seat of emotions. Always going from one emotion to another emotion. And all the emotions are centered around whether I am giving pleasure to my guru, to Krishna, to Vaishnavas. And there's a lot of turmoil. Devotee's heart is actually a place of turmoil. Emotion to emotion to emotion, because it's all about loving. It's all about giving love. So, one day he's looking at Radharamanji and he's thinking. Suddenly so much guilt overwhelms. Sadness overwhelms. He cries unlimitedly. And the reason for his sadness, his father had told him, give your life to the service of Sri Gaurachandra. And now he is serving Radha Krishna. Is he doing justice to the instruction given by the father? So you remember in the previous, just few minutes back, we had left that link untouched. That father had told, serve Gaurachandra as the goal of life. But now, suddenly this guilt comes. Like one devotee, you know, he was saying, should I serve Jagannath? Should I serve Radha Krishna? Should I serve Gauranitai? Should I serve Laddu Gopal? There's one devotee, you know, they were serving Laddu Gopal. And they welcomed Gauranitai in their house. And they were thinking, my God, Gopalji will be upset. Now their competitor has come. You know, all kind of emotions going on in the head, you know. Should we continue worshipping Gopalji? How should we do? Should we have two separate plates? Otherwise, this fellow will eat this fellow's plate. You know, we all conceptions going on. But the good thing is, people become just so personal about deity worship. It's just so sweet, and so many turmoils go on. Oh, I love Jagannath, but my guru is telling, you know, serve Radha Krishna. Or I love Radha Krishna, but my guru is telling, serve Jagannath. What should I do? Now, this kind of guilt and sadness is in the heart of Gopala Bhatt Goswami. And he's sitting in front of Radharaman, and Radharaman are smiling. My devotee is so transcendental. So he's looking at Gopal Bhatt, he's smiling. Radharaman is smiling, and there Radharaman immediately transforms their form to the golden complexion Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. And Gopal Bhatt Goswami feels so happy. So happy that Radharaman and Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu are non-different. And rest assured, I am fulfilling the instructions of my father. And here, there was such a deep love between Gopal Bhatt Goswami and Vrajvasis there and other Goswamis there. He went on sharing this news with most intimate friends, his Vrajvasis. He went on telling, you know what happened today? I was serving Radharaman and Gaurachandra came and Gauranga Mahaprabhu gave darshan. And Vrajvasis became so happy hearing this. Now here, the interesting point is, which Radhanand Maharaj explains, that Vrajvasis were rejoicing so much that Gopal Bhatt Goswami got this special mercy. And they were not thinking, why he got, why I am not getting. They were just so happy about it. And there are many wonderful pastimes, but I'll just end with one or two, because keeping time in mind. There are so many books with Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami wrote. And Gopal Bhatt Goswami wonderfully assisted along with his disciples. Assisted in Hari Bhakti Vilas, Krishna Charitamrit, assisted in writing Sandarbhas, and establishing deity worship and temples for other Goswamis. And one of the biggest thing was how he meets his eternal associate, Srinivas Acharya. Gopal Bhatt Goswami's eternal associate, his disciple, Srinivas Acharya, how he may play such a major contribution. So Radhananda Maharaj explains this with a beautiful, you know, he says, here is Gopal Bhatt Goswami, his disciple is Srinivas Acharya, Lokanath Goswami, his disciple is Narottam Das Thakur, and Srinivas Acharya's disciple is Ramachandra Kaviraj, and Ramachandra Kaviraj is a most dear friend of his guru's classmate Narottam Das Thakur. So Narottam Das Thakur is a classmate of Srinivas Acharya and best friend in the class of Jiva Goswami. And Srinivas Acharya's disciple is Ramachandra Kaviraj, and disciple is the best friend of guru's best friend. So he was telling that bhakti is beyond all sectarian boundaries, but in conditioned state we get too much affected by sectarian boundaries of I and mine, and these philosophies are kind of, you know, repairing or increasing our immunity to the virus of Kali Yuga. And now too much talk about virus going on and immunity going on. So here, one of the biggest immunity comes up by reading wonderful these wonderful pastimes. And another beautiful thing about Gopal Bhatt Goswami, is a very humble devotee. Absolutely unassuming. Very simple. Very down to earth. But when it comes to establishing organization, he is very, very organized. And therefore, Maharaj was explaining that Radharaman temple deity worship was so systematically organized. All the standards were set by Gopal Bhatt Goswami, who personally is a very simple, humble devotee, very down to earth looks to be. But when it comes to organizing systems for the pleasure of preaching of the Lord, very systematic, strict systems. And at the end, okay, when Srinivas Acharya came, one of the another beautiful pastime, he took Srinivas Acharya to Radharamanji. First, Srinivas Acharya met Jiva Goswami in Govindji temple, I guess. And then Srinivas Acharya was taken by Jiva Goswami to Gopal Bhatt Goswami. You know, I went to one temple and I don't mention the name of the temple, but here this is a festival going on. And there were two preachers preaching in different areas and a new people come. And this one preacher went to him. And I said, why are you rushing? He said, I am rushing, some other preacher will catch him. I want to preach to him. So that was very interesting, you know. Then I said, are you sure this is? He said, this is transcendental competition. So here, Jiva Goswami, he is going and he takes him to Gopal Bhatt Goswami. And he says, please take care of Srinivas Acharya. And Gopal Bhatt Goswami takes Srinivas Acharya to Radharamanji. And clearly offers, here, my services as a transparent Vayavedya connect you with your life, with your body, with your words and mind to the service of Radharamanji. He told Radharamanji that here I am offering my disciple in your service. I will train him so that he can serve you very nicely. That's the whole training. You train a person so perfect that in any condition he will not leave the shelter of Radharamanji. Give that much connection. Gopinath Chandra Prabhu that day making wonderful point. Sambandha, lack of sambandha causes depression, lack of abhideya causes pride. Right, Prabhu? Right statement? Yeah, that's lack of sambandha causes depression, lack of abhideya causes pride. That is a beautiful class. The point is, train somebody so much that they really understand this is the only shelter. Like somebody has written this song, you know. Jis desh mein, jis bhesh mein, jis hal mein raho, Radha Raman, Radha Raman, Radha Raman kaho. Huh? Jis rang mein, jis sang mein, jis dhang mein raho, Radha Raman, Radha Raman, Radha Raman kaho. Jis yog mein, jis rog mein, jis bhog mein raho, Radha Raman, Radha Raman, Radha Raman kaho. Maybe Shivaram Prabhu can sing on this beautifully. Not now, some other time. Jis maan mein, samman mein, apman mein raho, Radha Raman, Radha Raman, Radha Ramana kaho. And the final thing I want to say, after all these wonderful achievements, and after having wonderful disciples, most influential, most charismatic, most shastric, with great influence over the most richest people, when it came to giving blessings to Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who wanted to write Chaitanya Charitamrita, when it came about that, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami went to everyone. Now this is interesting. Sometimes you go to take blessings of only those people who are going to say yes to everything. Otherwise you say, inka blessing lene ka nahi, malum hai na hi milne wala, kya fayda blessing leke. Now he went to all the places. He wanted to write properly, full CC, you know, with all the details. And he goes to Gopala Bhatta Goswami. He says, my whole blessings are there as long as you do not write my name in that. Arey, why you want to edit away? I want to write the full thing. Why you want to reduce? No. Do not write my. So many different rasas are there. Talking about Kali Yuga, what is Kali Yuga? Kali Yuga, you know what kind of statements people make? पहचान क्या होती है ये दुनिया को बता देंगे बिना नाम के आए हैं बड़ा नाम करके जाएंगे. That's Kaliyuga. पहचान क्या होती है ये दुनिया को बता देंगे बिना नाम के आए हैं बड़ा नाम करके जाएंगे. गोपाल भट्ट गोस्वामी, प्लीज डू नॉट राइट माय नेम एंड जस्ट प्रोक्लेम द ग्लोरीज ऑफ श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु. लेट अस इंक्रीज अवर इम्यूनिटी टू द वाइब्रेशंस ऑफ Kaliyuga बाय प्रेइंग to Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami by chanting one verse from Shat Goswami Ashtakam. Please follow after me. I'll just sing few parts here. Krishna Kirtana Gana Nartana Parau. Boli. Premamritambo nidhi dhira dhira jana priyau priyakarau Nirmatsarau Pujitau Shri Chaitanya Kripa Bharau Bhuvi Bhuvo Bharavahantarakau Vande Rupa Sanatanau Raghuyugau Shri Jiva Gopalakau Shri Gopal Bhatta Goswami Kija Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Kija Srila Prabhupada Kija Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Kija. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Thank you.